food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 February 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and boy, are you in for a treat tonight. We'll bring up a gentleman up, and never had him before. I was introduced to him by one of our church members and listeners to the broadcast. He goes to church with us up at Fields at Huttonfield on Saturdays. Kelly Cannon sent me a video of Justin Peters, and I really enjoyed the video. He tackled a lot of thorny issues. Went on his site, looked at some information on his site, which is all excellent, and read his testimony. Powerful testimony. Actually, it was a sermon and a testimony, a sermon in his conversion that will prick your conscience and open your heart to a lot of things maybe you hadn't thought about before. But before we go to our guest, Justin Knight, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. We would love to hear from you. And I mean that. You want to call and just say hello? Please do. And I know a lot of y'all, once in a while, call in and say, I never, this is my first time caller. I didn't want to call in and bother you. Please, no, you're not a bother to us. We're a family out here. Without you all there, I wouldn't be here. This is a joint effort for the glory of God. So please don't feel like I can't be talked to. You want to call tomorrow and just say hi. You've been listening to the program a week, a month, or 20 years, 30 years, whatever. Please let us know. Call and say hi to us. Join us. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about what I say, call and ask me. I was calling and asked a question today about something said on the broadcast last night, and I think answered okay to the caller's satisfaction. But please feel free to call tomorrow. If you want to place an order or to give donation, same thing. Call tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Now, if you can call long distance, folks, it will save us probably money if you do that. The toll-free number heads up pretty quick. You can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this Saturday, Lord willing, at Field Studio in there in his home for the first time in a while. We have no remotely because of weather. It'll be nice the rest, at least through Saturday, so I hope you'll join us. Join us live, if you can, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern by going to pastorbutch.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. 10-3-11 is always open for phone calls, for prayer requests, or praise reports. We take a break, 11:30, 11:30, 12:30. We go into Christian Worldview News. These are current events in line with prophecy of the Bible. Very important. Then at 1 o'clock, we get into a lesson I want to teach, and I think you're going to find it very interesting. A great extension while I taught on last night. I hope you'll join us, folks. Again, you're watching PastorBush.com on Rumble or call 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And one prayer request tonight that, please, is really, it is a tough situation. Marcia, my wife, Marcia Jean, has a cousin whose daughter, probably in her 30s, late 30s, maybe 40, hung herself on the front porch a few days ago. Don't know why. Her husband and 13-year-old son found her on the front porch. I have no idea what that family's going through. I can't even begin to remotely understand the pain that must be in their hearts. But I ask you to please pray. Without mentioning names, please keep in mind Marcia's cousins, family, and what they're going through, please. I appreciate that. Now, our guest tonight says Justin Peters. His ministry is called Justin Peters Ministries. Look up on the internet. Check out what he does. If you like what you read as much as I do, you're going to go there more than once. First time I had the honor of having Justin on the program, it's not going to be the last, I promise. One day I got to have him on just to discuss his testimony of his conversion. He wasn't born again, folks, and he'd been preaching for years. I'm serious. I don't want to spoil his thunder on that. Read it on his website. Let's go and bring Justin up. Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir, Pastor Butch. I sure am.
It is good to have you, sir, and I mean that. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for the invitation. It's an honor to be on the program with you, brother. Thank you.
Well, to read your testimony and read what happened as a child, the physical problems you had all your life, the way you, I won't say you mastered it, but you conquered it through with the power of God and worked through it and become a warrior for Christ and have exposed so many things, told the truth on so many different issues. You tackled some pretty large, what we're looking for. You tackled some pretty important servants of Satan that are out there deceiving people. You exposed their evils. And you've done your best to warn the people. You've done your best to tell them that these people are sinning against God. And I admire you for that. I promise you, I know from experience, that you don't make a lot of friends for telling the truth, do you?
No, you definitely don't, Pastor Butch. I've got my fair share of critics, that's for sure. I've been bringing a biblical refutation to the health and wealth gospel, the name and claim it gospel. So, yeah, I criticize some of the biggest name preachers out there because they're preaching a false gospel and deceiving millions of people. But, you know, I tell everyone everywhere I go that when you belong to Christ, you have an audience of one. There's only one person I've got to please, and it's no one here on earth. So,
amen. Amen. That's very true. But tell the folks, if you don't, just give them about a 2-minute bio. Who is Justin Peters? How'd you get involved in this? Just give us a way about your life, if you don't mind, please.
Sure, Pastor Butch. So I was born and reared in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and I have cerebral palsy. I walk on crutches. And I thought I was a Christian at age 7, and as you alluded to in my testimony, I was not. But when I was 16 years old, a neighbor of mine came up to me and he said, "Justin, God has spoken to me and he's told me that he's going to heal you as long as you have enough faith." And so that really resonated with me. I wanted to be healed. I wanted to be able to do the things that my friends were doing. So I latched on to that, and I went to see some faith healers, Nora Lamb, the primary one. came and did a crusade in my hometown, Vicksburg, at the time. And I thought that I had all the faith, thought I'd mustered it up and fully expected to be healed, but of course I was not. And that was my first introduction to what I now know to be the Word of Faith movement, and also now the New Apostolic Reformation, the health and wealth gospel. But it wasn't until years later, as a seminary student, that I began to study that movement at a more academic level. And as I did, I began to realize that this is a different gospel altogether. This isn't just about health and wealth. It's not just about, you know, Rolex watches and having money and being healed. It's a different gospel. They have a different God, a different view of man, a different atonement, and it is indeed a different gospel. And so I began to do some research, heavy research. I wrote my master's thesis on Benny Hinn, went to a number of Benny Hinn crusades, excuse me, and the Lord just began to open up opportunities for me to travel around the world teaching against this movement, warning people about these false teachers like Benny Hinn, like Kenneth Copeland, like Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer and Paula White, who's been much in the news, of course, with her close association with President Trump. And so that's kind of me in a nutshell. But my wife and I live outside of Billings, Montana now. My first commitment is to preaching the gospel. That's my heartbeat. But I suppose that for which I'm most well known is addressing the health and wealth gospel and refuting the errors of this aberrant form of Christianity, which is no Christianity at all.
Well, tell me something, Justin. Now, you're still a pretty young fella. I know you told me you what, in your 50s, I believe. But compared to me, you're still youngin'. So understand, I mean, that's a compliment. But when you started doing this, exposing these things, did you, I'm just sharing, I'm trying to get, let's put together my testimony with you, along with yours a little bit. When I started going to radio and preaching the gospel, preaching the Bible, and then exposing current events in line with prophecies and telling people this is going to happen next, not because I'm a prophet, not that kind of prophet. I can take the scripture, though, and tell you this is in line with the Word of God. It's going to happen sooner or later. I started on radio back in 1993, it'd be 33 years next month. And back in the early 90s, I started telling them that one day, unless the trend has changed, we will have homosexual marriage in this country. Never happened in America. Won't happen. Couldn't happen. Then I said, one day they'll be adopting children and ruining them in this filthy lifestyle. Well, it's not going to happen in America. People won't stand for it. And on and on besides that, I mean, it's these things. We've seen all these things come together because it's in the book. We know it's in the Bible. And I got a lot of people mad at me. I didn't mean to. They just got upset with me because I wasn't preaching the regular gospel. I was, but I was trying to tell them, Brother Justin, that this is coming. We need to watch out for it and prepare for it because we could be deceived like everybody else if we're not careful. Because we're going to be laughed at, mocked, and ridiculed and scorned. Then I asked our father several times, am I doing the right thing? Am I wrong here? Everybody else thinks I should be doing something else. Am I doing the right thing? He never let me change the message. So I know I'm doing the right thing now because all the things we said has come to pass. But it does make you question sometimes, doesn't it? Like, why am I the only one doing this? Where's everybody else? Why am I being left out by the church members? You've been through that, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. Absolutely. I've faced a lot of opposition ever since I began this work. And when you critique some of the most powerful and popular preachers on the planet, yeah, you're going to get a lot of angry feedback. I've even had a couple of death threats. You do make a lot of people mad. But I tell people all the time in my preaching, which I love to do, just expository preaching in my church. But do the right thing and trust God for the results, whatever those results are. Sometimes those results are that for which we hope and what we want. Sometimes they're not. But whatever the results are, we just rest in the sovereignty of God, and at least we will have the blessing of having a clear conscience.
Amen. Amen.
So there's just no way to put a value on that. But yeah, it can be discouraging when you feel like you're kind of like a salmon swimming upstream and everybody seems to be against you. But there are, one of the blessings that's been mine, Pastor Butch, as I've been an evangelist and traveled around so much, I've preached the gospel now in 37 different countries.
Wow.
And there are faithful churches out there. They are out there. Christ has his sheep all over the world. They're not in the spotlight. Nobody's writing about them. You know, most of the faithful churches are small churches that nobody's ever heard of, but they are out there, and they're led by good, faithful men who labor away in the Word. And so that's been a great encouragement to me. It can be discouraging as you see the broad, visible spectrum of Christianity. You see what's in the headlines, you know, the compromising, the Bethel and Joel Osteen, Lakewood Church and Hillsong and all this stuff. But in the midst of all this garbage and all these false teachers, there are real churches out there, people who truly do love the Lord, who suffer for the glory of God. And that's been an encouragement to me to see.
Well, no doubt, no doubt. And I think Edmund Burke said that duty is ours, consequences are God's. And in our heart, we know that. But, you know, I think we can all relate to the apostles and how they were mistreated. And I have to be, I'm convinced, Brother Justin, that when Paul was stoned, he didn't get up off the couch the next morning and said, boy, that was fun. Let's do it again. I mean, you know, I think he knew it was going to cost. He knew that. He didn't quit. He went back out and preached again. But he didn't look forward to the part coming up next, as Christ didn't look forward to the cross. So it's nothing to be ashamed of, to not necessarily like what you're going through, but the duty is ours, consequences are God, so we stay faithful to him because we know the outcome, the end. I read the last chapter, and I do believe we win this thing after a while. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yes, we do indeed. We do indeed, Pastor Butch. I'm preaching through the book of James right now as I have opportunities in my church. And in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, James says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials. And
yes.
I tell people that James does not say enjoy your trials. Trials are not enjoyable by definition. That's why they're called trials. So we're not supposed to enjoy our trials, but we can count them as joy, knowing that they are part of God's sovereign plan to further the gospel and to conform us more into the image of Christ. Suffering is not enjoyable, but it does have a purpose, and that is to conform us as the slaves of Christ more and more into the image of our Master, Jesus. So there's a difference between enjoying trials, which we're not supposed to do, and counting them as joy,
yes,
which we are.
Well, the scripture says those endure to the end. That endure doesn't mean that you slide in the home. It means you endure to the end.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the way that it works. But, brother, you've been out in the battlefield. I do want you back on again, please, soon, to discuss your conversion. I think that's very, very important. But I brought you up tonight because I already told people we're going to discuss some things happening in the false teachings that are all around us. And it's not just always big name pastors. I mean, denominations. I just read the day where a so-called pastor of Presbyterian Church counsels young women in murder clinics. They call them abortion clinics, murder clinics. That's okay because they said those mothers love their children just as much as those who haven't born alive love their children. So I mean, the guy is a hypocrite and a smear on the name of anyone that's called civil church. So it's not just the big names that bring false teachings and destroy people's souls, but many of them. But nonetheless, you shared in the video some of the statements made by people that were so outlandish, so foolish. One of them I read on your website from the preacher in California, his son committed suicide. I forgot his name. Who am I talking about?
Rick Warren.
Rick Warren. Yeah, he said Christ was the man in the middle of the two crosses. The other two on each side were thieves. So that proved that Christ's in the middle. He's not on either side. That's about what he said. Now, when I read that, I thought, he's got to mean something else, but he didn't. He said that Christ, he doesn't take sides in more or less in this issue. And yet, on the same instance, Christ told that one thief repented and come to know Christ. But I don't get where he got that from. How did people come up with these thoughts? How do they figure these things out? Are they totally reprobate and demonic?
Yeah, Pastor Butch. No faithful man of God would ever come up with such an outlandish interpretation of the crucifixion of our Lord as to argue for some kind of middle road when it comes to moral issues, you know, like Rick Warren did. Rick, that was just one in a long, long string of heresies from Rick Warren. But, you know, these men are hirelings. They're not true shepherds. They are ashamed of the gospel because Rick Warren doesn't preach the gospel. He has had many opportunities, softball opportunities, like balls sitting on the tee, just begging Rick Warren to knock it out of the park and on national news, Fox News, and other venues to present the gospel, and he will not do it. So these men are ashamed of the gospel. They're ashamed of the harder edges of the gospel, calling men to repent of their sin, trust Christ, abandon their own desires, crucify the flesh. That's not a message that sells to the masses, but it is a message that will draw the sheep. The sheep will respond to the true gospel. Goats will not. And so, sadly, most churches in this country are not real churches by the biblical definition of the term. They're ear ticklers, Pastor Butch. You know, Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the time will come when people will no longer endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to fables. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing so many people who profess to be Christians but are not true Christians, but they Amen. Won't endure sound doctrine. They just want to have their ears tickled. And false teachers are in and of themselves part of God's judgment against people.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. And that just goes that, man, that what you're saying is we want those teachers. They wouldn't be here.
That's right. That's right. And that's the thing. It's the good old supply and demand curve. If there was no demand for false teaching, we wouldn't have so many false teachers. So the preponderance of false teachers is a sad commentary on the state of the professing, and I use that term carefully, professing church today, professing Christians. So I tell people, if you want to get an idea of the state of Christianity today, or at least what professes to be Christianity, all you need to do is turn on Christian television, turn on TBN, turn on Daystar, because all those networks are a function of supply and demand. So when you turn on TBN or Daystar, who do you see? You don't see expositors of Scripture. You don't see men preaching the gospel and going verse by verse through Scripture. You see a bunch of ear ticklers. You see Joel Osteen. You see Joyce Meyer and Paula White and Benny Hinn and Kenneth Cohn, Jesse Duplantis and Creflo Dollar and Joseph Prince and all these others. You see a bunch of ear ticklers because, sadly, that's what the demand is.
Well, you know, and I've seen this for many years, trying to preach the gospel of Christ, and I will say I'm one of the least of the laborers out there, but I've seen and I've learned that when you see the masses, 6, 7, 10,000 members of a so-called church coming together, beware. Because Christ himself said there'll only be a few find the right way. when they go into them by the thousands, there's something attracts them there besides the true gospel of Christ. And whenever Kenneth Copeland said in one of his so-called sermons that God himself had failed more than once. Now, he said that. Yeah. He said that. God himself has failed more than once. So I guess he's trying to say, we have to, too. If God didn't make it right, we can't do it all the time either. That is blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
Oh, it's total blasphemy, Pastor Butch. Kenneth Copeland, I've got several videos of him saying this, and it's hard for me to even repeat, but he said, and I quote, God is the biggest failure in the Bible. That is just blood-curdling blasphemy.
Tell the people why he said that. What was his reasoning? Why did he say that? Let folks know why he said that.
Yeah, so he said that because of the fall, of Adam's fall. Copeland said that when Adam fell, God lost. He said, and I just pretty much have this committed to memory because I've heard it so many times, but he said he lost the first man he ever created, the first woman he ever created, a third of the angels, at least, and the entire earth. And he said, that's a lot of real estate, brother. That's what he said. And so he said that God is the biggest failure in the Bible because...
And why do people keep going? Why do they keep going to that insanity? I don't understand it. I do not understand. It makes me angry for the people, but it makes me really angry that somebody would have the gall to blaspheme God like that and think there's no sin in it. And people amen it. That makes me very angry. But how can anybody fall for that kind of nonsense and then support them?
I know it. I know it, Pastor Butch. You're so right. And that goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, that false teachers are part of God's judgment. You see, the vast majority of people who follow a Kenneth Copeland or a Benny Hinn or fill in the blank, they're not real Christians. They claim to be, but they're not. There are the only true Christians you would find who follows one of these false teachers or goes to Bethel or something like that, Hillsong, Jesus Image down in Florida. The only true Christians you would find would be very, very young, immature believers who maybe just got saved, and they still, you know, they're baby Christians, and so they don't really have their theological legs underneath them yet. So they're true Christians, but they're baby Christians. The funny thing about babies, though, is that babies don't stay babies. Babies grow up, and Christians, they start off as babies, but they grow up. And when a Christian matures, he or she will not follow a false teacher.
Not definitely truly mature. That's true. Folks, back at the break. What's your phone call next half hour? Hope you enjoy this as much as I am. My guest is Justin Peters, Justin Peters Ministries, number 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet, superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we're back here and talking to Justin Peters. And I like, if you have any questions, comments, the phone lines be open. Please give us a holler at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And Brother Justin's talking to us about a lot of things, and he's sharing from his heart what he knows. He's been doing this now for many, many years, trying to reach people with the truth and preach the gospel and teach people the scriptures. Folks, knowing the truth of what's happening in the world is so vitally important. That's why I do an hour of Christian worldview news. I want to view from the Word of God, not from man's viewpoint. It doesn't make any difference what we think. Our opinion does not matter. I want to say that very slowly. Our opinion does not matter. God is not impressed by your intelligence. He's not impressed that you got a PhD or anything else. Our opinions do not matter. It's what thus saith the Word of God. Nothing else adds up to a hill of beans, no matter how well you think you know everything. Nothing matters outside the Word of God as far as the truth goes and how to build a foundation in a personal life, a family life, a society, or a nation. Unless God's Word, as Christ is the center of it, the cornerstone, it will not stand. And as Brother Justin said, we're being judged by false teachers and false prophets. It's nothing new. It's been going on since Christ left, over 2,000 years. It's just grown in popularity because people love to have their ears tickled. They want to know. They want to know things that are not true because they want to feel good in themselves. They want to believe lies because it makes the flesh feel well. And as Brother Justin said, and that people who grew up in Christ won't fall for these for a long time. The sad part is many people grow up in churches where they're never taught more than the basics of Christ. As Paul told the Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 5, that you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be eating meat, but you're still on milk. These people never get beyond milk because they get used to eating milk, getting a piece of meat. They won't do with it. That's why these people are deceived into these things and stay with it so many years. And Brother Justin, I want to tell you right before you hang up now, I'm going to ask for your seed money of $1,000 if you don't mind, okay?
There you go. Yeah. But we'll see. But anyway.
But I'm laughing. It's not funny, but, you know, it is. It's unbelievable. The folks will get your phone call just in a minute, I promise. But, brother, you've been doing this how many years now?
Well, I started in full-time evangelism 22 years ago, 2004.
Wow.
So been doing it quite a while. And, by God's grace, I've preached in, I think, 47 of our states and 36, 37 different countries, a lot of those multiple times. So, yeah, it's been a joy to do it. It really has been a joy to meet like-minded believers and far-flung parts of the world and have fellowship with them and see little local expressions of the body of Christ all over the planet.
Amen. Well, they won't let me out of West Virginia, so there you go. But, but you know, I got to make an announcement before I forget. By the way, folks, I'll be here Monday night with a great guest. But Tuesday and Wednesday night, I'll not be here. Tuesday, I'll be going a couple hours from home to have surgery the next day. As I said, teeth surgery. Don't look forward to this at all, folks, but I got to have it. So I won't be on the air live myself Tuesday and Wednesday night. I'll be in the office on Thursday, next Thursday, Lord willing. Maybe a little bit sore, but I'm planning on being here. But Tuesday night, you won't miss me at all. Tuesday night, we have a fill-in guest, both Tuesday and Wednesday night, that you're going to enjoy very, very much. So just Jerry Barrett will be on with Tex Myers, that old ministry, Prophecy in the News. The Power of Prophecy. And then Milan Ludovic will be on Wednesday night, talking about the TBOT. So Tuesday and Wednesday night, I'll not be here, but Monday I'll be with you. I've got to have your surgery done next week, and I can put it off any longer. God bless me with the funds to do it when I sold some medals to pay for it, and I got to get it over with, okay? If you were going through some of the things going through it now with my teeth, you'd understand why. But anyway, back to our guest. I had to say that because if I didn't tell him, Justin, I might forget Monday night, then I'd be up quick when I didn't show up at work on Tuesday night. So anyway, that's just the way it is. Now, so we're going to go to phone calls. I promise, folks, you keep coming in here. I want to talk to you. We'll get to you in a second. But now, Justin, what has been your biggest kickback? I know a lot of people are listening to you and they're blessed by it. But are you having a lot of feedback from people that think that you're judging and you're speaking out of order? I mean, you ever get anything like that? Well, you shouldn't be judging.
Oh, yeah, I hear that all the time. Judge not, lest ye be judged, Matthew 7:1. And that's probably one of the most often quoted and yet misinterpreted verses in all of Scripture. And
that's true.
Jesus does warn us not to judge, but the kind of judging against which Christ warns is hypocritical judging, judging somebody for doing something that maybe we are really doing ourselves. That's what Jesus
That happened with the garden, with the lady caught in adultery, supposed. That was what he's all talking about right there. Yeah. Hypocritical judgment. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the reality, Pastor Butch, is, and this is something a lot of people don't realize, there are 27 books in the New Testament, 26 of them have multiple warnings about false doctrine and or false teachers. 26 of the 27 books in the New Testament, only Philemon, that short little book, does not. And so you've got dozens and dozens and dozens of explicit warnings about false doctrine and false teachers. It's one of the most prominent themes in the New Testament. And we are told to mark them and avoid them, Romans 16:17. We are told, Paul says in Titus chapter 1, verse 9, he says, teach sound doctrine and refute those who contradict. We're to expose the evil deeds of darkness, Ephesians 5:11, so on and on and on. Second Peter has a lot to say about false teachers. The book of Jude, practically the whole book of Jude, is about false teachers and false doctrine. So it's one of the most prominent themes in the New Testament. And so, you know, it's not something we should do lightly. And I don't call somebody a false teacher if they have a difference on some secondary issue, you know, what's your eschatology or something like that, you know. But the people that I'm calling out, the New Apostolic Reformation, the Word of Faith folks, they're teaching objective heresy, a different Jesus and a different gospel. And so on these issues, we've got to draw a deep line in the sand, and we've got to expose these false teachers, wolves in sheep's clothing, as Jesus described them, because they're doing an awful lot of people an awful lot of harm, and they're bringing untold reproach to the name of Christ.
They truly are. They truly are. And it breaks my heart. A few years ago, I was walked into a gentleman's home. He was laying in bed. He only had a few months to live. He was watching, I can never remember, the young preacher, I can't remember his name. His wife mentioned to me that you don't think much of that preaching there, Dean. I said, no, I really don't care much for what he says. He doesn't truly preach salvation. It made the gentleman in the bed really angry. Oh, he preaches salvation. I never heard him preach repentance, and all his sermons I heard him preach or anything else. It broke my heart, because the man's laying on his deathbed, and yet he's following something that's not godly. I'm not questioning salvation. I can't do that. I just wonder, though, how badly deceived he was in the end. And it really bothered me a lot. It does bother me. I'm just a man. I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to, but it does bother me. Let's take a phone call from Arizona. Let's talk to Brady. Brady, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I'm listening to what you're saying about all these false gods and the people praying to the false gods and their deceivement. And I look at the Catholic Church, and I look at the hat that the Pope wears, and that's a mitre. And that's in honor of a Babylonian god named Dagon. So I ask myself, is the Catholic Church for Christ, or are they for the pagan gods like a Babylonian days?
That's a good question. Now, thanks for the answer. You probably know the answer. But you have anything you want to add to that, Justin? Please do.
Yeah, sure, Pastor Butch. I have a seminar, actually, that I teach on the Roman Catholic Church, and we may have Roman Catholics listening, and so I mean no offense by this, but I care for you enough to tell you the truth. The Roman Catholic Church, I tell people, is the largest organized theological cult in the world, because there's so many things. They definitely have a different gospel. They have a works gospel, a works salvation. They believe the purgatory, the entire doctrine of purgatory is an offense to Christ, an offense to the gospel. What they do at Mass, they believe that they re-sacrifice Christ every single time they have Mass.
And by the way, they actually think that they're chewing the flesh of Christ and drinking his actual blood. They think that wafer turns to Christ's flesh. And another thing, too, they think the priest has power to forgive your sins. I mean, this is insanity. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Transubstantiation. They believe when you take communion, the bread and the wine turn into literally the flesh and blood of Christ, respectively. And they believe in something called infused righteousness as opposed to imputed righteousness. Imputed righteousness is biblical. Our sins were imputed to Christ on the cross. His righteousness is imputed to us when we trust him as a Savior and Lord. They believe in infused righteousness. When you take communion, you eat the bread, you drink the wine, you eat his flesh and blood, and you get a shot of Jesus. I say it's like the theological equivalent of spinach to Popeye. You know, Popeye.
Wow. Yeah.
He's kind of a weak guy, and he's getting beat up by Pluto, and then at the last second, he gets spinach in his pipe, and then he's all strong and he beats up Pluto, but after a while the spinach wears off and he's got to get some more. Well, that's the Catholic view of infused righteousness. So it's I can go on and on and on about the Catholic Church, but our caller is right there. He's absolutely right.
Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, I would like to say also, you know, like a year and a half ago at Christmas time, when the Pope had that ceremony to open up a portal at the Vatican, and when all them people were doing their hymns and stuff, that was the hymn to Lucifer. And it was a worldwide hymn going across the internet that everybody's singing along to. And a lot of people were really deceived by that.
Oh, yes.
And also when they opened that portal ceremony, and then when they showed the Pope going down and supposedly going into the Satan's office himself underneath the Vatican, and they opened the doors up, then people standing next to each door, they didn't have any ears. They looked kind of demonic. And the look on the face of the Pope at that time, it was very quickly taken off camera. I was watching the live internet feed. But it didn't get a whole lot of publicity in the United States. And what I don't like about it, again, they're going back to the Babylonic gods. They want a return of Nimrod and the time of the old kings, which were the giants. And that's what they're striving for. They want the times of Babylonia back. Sodom and Gomorrah, anything that's anti-Christ-like is what that new satanic agenda is out there. That's what we're up against.
Amen. Good points, Brady. Good points. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good points. And I mean, he's telling the truth, folks. The Catholic Church is not really the church. And I know I'm going to make people angry. They don't want to. But I love enough to tell the truth. Catholics, as a whole, if they believe in what they've been taught in the so-called Catholic Church, are not born again. They're trusting in man. They're trusting in works. They're praying to false gods. They think they're praying to a saint instead of praying to Christ, who's the only mediator between man and God. They absolutely are deceived, but they've been going through thousands of years of teachings on this. And the Catholic so-called religion is one of the biggest in the world because people are deceived by it. And that's a fact. Go ahead. Anything you want to add to that, Justin, please do.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I would say for people that are really interested in learning more about the Catholic Church, I would recommend a man named Mike Gendron, G-E-N-D-R-O-N. He's a friend of mine, and he is to Roman Catholicism what I am to the Word of Faith movement, charismatic movement. He teaches against it. He's got a wealth of resources. His website is proclaimingthegospel.org, proclaimingthegospel.org. A lot of resources.
What's his name again? What's his name again?
Mike Gendron. G is in Gary, E-N-D-R-O-N.
We'll try to get a hold of him. And his website, yeah, one more time, is?
It is proclaimingthegospel.org.
Okay. If you have his number, I'd like for you to give it to me. I would like to talk to him if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. I'll send it to you.
Please do. Text me, please. I will get him on the air ASAP. And folks, the lines are open, like I said, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And by the way, before I go to the next caller, tell them how they can find out more about you. I know, well, your website is Justin Peters Ministries. That's right. Just type it in. It'll come up, right?
It should come up. Yeah, my website is just justinpeters.org. Justinpeters.org is my website. So, yeah.
Folks, I would check out his website. Now, you do offer materials and articles and everything else, don't you?
Yes, sir. I sure do. I've got a number of articles. I've got a YouTube channel that's, by God's grace, has grown a lot over the years. And so I'm pretty active on YouTube. Just search me on YouTube and find me there as well.
By the way, am I free to copy things off your website? Your testimony, other things. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Make sure we before do it. Well, I'll be adding some of it into our magazine. I'll put a monthly magazine out called the Minuteman News. It covers all issues, all topics. And if you send me that, I'll check email. I'll put you on the list. I thank you. Enjoy receiving it. I thank you. Enjoy it very much. All right, let's go to, let's stay here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance hasn't called for a few weeks. Chance, welcome back.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Justin. I had to call in. I heard your first caller mention Catholic. I was raised a Roman Catholic, but I left it when I was 18. I couldn't deal with it. I saw too many discrepancies, but I still have a couple of memories. I remember in 2005 when I was in the hospital getting chemotherapy. This is 21 years ago. I remember a Catholic priest came into the room, and he's, you know how they come to the people who are getting chemotherapy to pray for them? And here I am hooked up with needles, and I says, well, I'm not a Roman Catholic. No, thank you. I didn't believe in it, you know?
Right, right.
I didn't believe in it, so I actually said, no, thank you. And another situation was a cousin of mine who lives up in the Northeast. When she had her first baby, a girl, they asked me to be a godfather. And I couldn't do that neither. I said, no, I just can't do it because I don't believe in Catholicism, you know? Well, that's just brought back memories. But another thing I've noticed, you mentioned those false pastors, those televangelists. I don't know, Mr. Peters, if you recognize this name. I remember seeing this guy on cable TV years ago, and then recently I saw him on a satellite on one station. And this man always gave me the creeps just by looking. I can't explain it. Just by looking at him, I knew there was something wrong. I can't explain it. His name is Mike Murdoch. Did you ever hear of him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Am I right in my judgment?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Mike Murdoch is really dark. Yeah.
Yes, yes. See, Mr. Peters, I've seen him on cable TV when I lived up in the Northeast. I don't know how long ago it was. Maybe, I don't know, 20 years ago. It was about the time that I was sick, I guess. And just by looking at him, I got a weird feeling. And then I seen him on the satellite on one of these, religious channels. They have so many, you know, on the satellite. And I says, wow, I remember that guy from years back. And he gave me the creeps back then, and he still gives me the creeps. These guys, there's so many of them, Mr. Peters. It's but, you know, I could spot them. I have the ability somehow. I could spot them. I don't know. I don't even have to hear them even open their mouth sometimes. It's some kind of, I don't know, like a supernatural thing. Just by looking at them, I could see something's wrong. Have you ever come across people who, you know, like me?
Yes, there are people who are particularly gifted, I guess, with discernment. Some false teachers, they're so blatantly obvious they're false teachers, you can tell by looking at them. I mean,
Mr. Peters. I just look in their eyes. There's something about the eyes in people that I could tell. Not all the time, but most of the time. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm sure you know what I mean, sir.
Kenneth Copeland.
Well, that's obvious with him. I see Satan when I look in his eyes. I see Satan looking back at me. Yeah, that's Kenneth Copeland. And this guy, Mike Murdoch, like I said, years ago, and then recently I saw him on a satellite channel on one of those religious stations, and I had to turn it off right away. I couldn't look at it because I felt the evil somehow. Well, thank you for taking my call. God bless both of you. Now
you're welcome. Thanks, Chance. And folks, your spirit can, if you walk with Christ as close as you know how, he will keep you safe and guide you. But you got to be discerning of the Word of God. Also, you need to know the Scriptures well enough to understand whether telling the truth or not. Now, we're not all perfect in that. We all have ways to grow, always have ways to grow. But we should be mature enough in Christ to know that just doesn't fit right with the Bible. And we're down about the last 3 minutes here or so, Justin. I want you to just share what's on your heart tonight, share with the people listening to this. And folks, you do have time to call if you want to, 717-300-1698. Share with the people what you think is most important tonight for them to hear.
Sure, Pastor Butch. So, the gospel does not promise us health and wealth. Look through the Bible, you look through the New Testament, you see all the apostles suffered mightily for Christ. They did not live lives of health and wealth. They were sick, they were poor, they were beaten, they were persecuted. So that's not the gospel. The gospel is that all of us are sinners, we have broken God's laws, but Christ came as our perfect sacrifice,
Amen.
Truly God, truly man. bore the penalty of our sins, and if we will repent of sin and place our trust in Christ, in Him alone, we will pass from death to life. We'll have new hearts with new desires, new affections. And when this brief vapor of a life is over, then Christ Himself is our reward. And that is the promise of the gospel. When I think of the gospel, I think about heaven. I don't think about having a new glorified body, though I know I will. I don't think about, you know, never having to suffer physically, though I know that'll be a reality. What captures my heart is that I will have all of eternity to be in perfect fellowship with and worship of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the gospel.
Amen. Amen. And until you know Christ, and I'll be the first to say that I mess up a lot, Brother Justin. I do. I mess up. I fight myself every day. I can't sure. blame the devil. I can't blame anybody else. It's me. But I'm so, when I read, I'm going to do a teaching this weekend on this, along these lines, what Christ paid for me, what God allowed His Son to pay for me, and the grace He gave me, the blood that was shed for me, I look on myself and I feel dirty. I feel filthy. I'm sorry that I've hurt my Savior, and have hurt others also. But I'm so thankful His grace is sufficient, that His blood still cleanses from sin. That is the gospel, is it not?
It is. Absolutely is. 100%.
I don't know what else to even add what you said tonight, because you've done such a great job. But one day soon, I want you to join me, please. Again, I want you to share your testimony. I think it's very important. You talk about testimony, some things that I don't grasp all yet, like election, different things. I know that our God is sovereign. I understand all that, yet He gives us all a free will. I don't understand all this yet. I'm still growing in Christ. But I thank God. I don't have to understand it all. I have to have faith to believe it and try to live it. If it went by my understanding, I'd never make it off first base. I'd never make it to first base. So there you go. Brother Justin, thank you so much. And please do send me Glendron's bill, his phone number, please. I want to talk to him. Please.
Okay. I will.
I want to talk to this man.
Text it to this number?
Yes. No, to my cell phone number. I think you have it. Well, I'll send you my cell phone number. No, I'll get to you.
Okay.
Email me, either one. But God bless you, my friend. Please, in the name of Jesus, let's stand together in this. If I can help you in any way possible, please feel free to call me.
I sure will. Thank you.
I mean, I'm not much, but I'll be here if you need me. How's that? And God bless, my friend. Folks, I want to say, watch his videos. Watch his exposure of false doctrines and false teachers. That takes courage in Christ, but he does it because he loves you and he loves Christ. With the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow, folks. I want to hear from you. I really do. I do care, and in Jesus' name, I care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.